Sometimes the calendar aligns and we end up with a singing the day after a singing. I think all of our voices are getting challenged a little bit. I'm teaching the junior high school class this quarter, and we're going through a book that's called Teenage Challenges. And so it's looking at things to do with being that age, but also things to do with moving from adolescence into adulthood. And we've talked about a variety of topics. One of the ones recently was about marriage and about picking a spouse. We talked about the obligations that you have towards your spouse, whether you get to pick them or not. And we emphasized a lot the idea of being a helpmeet. So looking in Genesis 2 and saying that Adam was alone. Adam was there in the garden. He had named the animals, and he didn't have someone that was suitable to be a companion. And so God provided Eve as a helpmeet. And we talked about how there was a lack in being completely alone. And we talked about how to pick a spouse, what to consider when you're dating, what to consider when you're looking forward to that portion of your life. And we talked about passages such as in 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul is telling them that evil company corrupts good morals. And that's obviously speaking in the extreme, but you don't want to marry somebody that is evil. But it also talks then in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 about not being unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now these are both talking in extremes, right? But we can use that principle to think about in general terms. Okay, you don't want evil company. Well, that wasn't the consideration when God created Eve, whether she be good or evil. He created her to be good as he creates all of us to be good. His thought there was to be more than just good, but to be the helpmeet, to be the thing that helps Adam along. And we need to look at it the same way. It's not just that the person isn't evil. It's not just that the person is good. It's that the person is driving us forward. The person is helping us get to where we intend to be. The unequally yoked, we have unequally yoked with unbelievers, but you can also be unequally yoked with someone who is a believer. So we look at, like, back with the evil company, it's not necessarily that they're evil, it could be that they share a weakness with you. Well, unequally yoked could mean that they aren't on the same path even as a Christian as you. For instance, maybe your intent is to do missionary-style work. Your intent is to travel. Your intent is to evangelize. If you marry someone who has no desire to travel, and so they just stay home, and you spend vast amount of times not around one another, that's not going to be an ideal marriage. Even though both of you are being good Christians, you aren't necessarily being good helpmeets to one another. That's an aspect to consider. But a lot of times when we talk about this, we talk about the effect that the person is going to have on you. It's important that we think about it from both sides. If you pick somebody that's going to be really helpful to you and really helpful on your journey to be a good servant of God, your journey to heaven, but you haven't thought about if you're going to be that for them, then you really haven't considered the entire situation like you need to. Are you going to be good for them? Are you going to be compatible with their goals, with their plans of how they're going to serve God? When we look at that definition of helpmeet, and without getting into the Hebrew, the word meet is not saying that the person is your helper or your assistant or your sidekick or something like that. It's that they are comparable, that they are compatible, that they are the other half of a whole. And so it's important for us to realize that you need, how do I want to phrase this? You need the right helpmeet corresponding to what you are lacking, but you also need to be the right helpmeet for what the other person is lacking. You want to bring that whole. You want to bring that balance. And this is something that we talked about a lot in the teenage class, because it's important to consider all aspects, and it's important to consider all aspects in all aspects of your life. So another thing we talk about is what church you're going to be a part of. And so, again, that's another thing that we often, when we're talking about it, we have it a little bit unbalanced. We have a little bit of the, who is it, JFK? Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. We talk about it like that. We talk about, don't come to church just for what you can get. Come to church for what you can give. You already know everything about that lesson? Then bring up some points that maybe some other people haven't thought about. Find out how you can support the body. Find out how you can be the best member of the body you can be to make the body as good as it can be. And that's important. That's definitely important. But you have to consider all aspects. You have to consider, is the congregation you're going to provide you what you need? Because if you go into a situation that is all give, 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 be it a marriage or be it a relationship with a congregation, and you're not getting anything, then you're going to starve. It's going to be a challenge and may lead you down a dark, if not destructive, path. There are aspects, too, when you have a family. If you think to yourself, well, I can go here and I can be helpful here and I'll get what I need, but you haven't considered whether it's going to be okay for your spouse or whether it's going to be a good place for your children, then you're not looking at all aspects of it. We spend a lot of time in the junior high school class talking about making sure that you have thought. I've actually had a few questions there in the class where I've asked them specifically, you know, what have you thought about this? And normally I get an answer back, well, this is wrong, this is right. It's like, okay, but have you thought about it? Have you actually put your brain to the problem? Because if you don't, then you're not going to know how to live the balanced life that we're called to live. This applies to picking a job. This applies to many of the other things that we're talking about in that class. And it all comes back to that grounding, though, that it is all aspects of your life, but it's all aspects of your life in the context of Christianity. Because when you look at Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14 that we quote all the time, because it's a great verse, great set of verses, you look at all the different ways that's translated, where it's trying to really get across what is the meaning of what the wise preacher was trying to say there, and we see it translated, this is the conclusion of the matter, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's his whole obligation. That's the purpose of people existing, is to fear God and keep his commandments. We see it translated elsewhere, it's the whole of man. We're back to that talk of whole, right? And if you're going to have the helpmeet or the congregation or the job that makes you whole, then it needs to be the whole where your whole being is fearing God and keeping his commandments. See, it translated, it is man's all. Again, trying to explain, it's not only the whole of man, but it's completely saturating the man. It is all aspects of each person. That's what we are called to be. And then in the New American Standard Version, it says, the conclusion when all has been heard is fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. Trying to, again, capture, it's not just the whole of each individual, it is the whole of our species. It's the whole of everything. And so that gets us into the most important relationship to have balance, which is your relationship with God, your relationship with Jesus. And in this case, you don't have to think long and hard about if you are engaging with the right person that's going to be the right helpmeet for you in that situation. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, they are bringing everything to the table that you need. Absolutely everything. And you have to be that receptacle. You have to be that other half that brings the whole to be the whole of a person that Ecclesiastes 12 is talking about you being. Such that when Jesus says, abide in me as I abide in the Father, there is a complete union. So we always make sure to have an invitation, because if you haven't put on Christ, then you have not created and allowed God to add you and create that union that you are to have with Him. If you've been living sinfully after you've put on Christ, then you've yet again separated yourself and not had been in that union, not had that saturation that you are called to have. We have a baptistry here. We have people ready to talk if you have any questions. We have so many brothers and sisters willing to listen and help if you need help, or if you have prayers that you need. If we need to pray for forgiveness for your sins, if you need to go and pray to God one-on-one. Anything you need to reconcile yourself, please come forward while we stand and sing.